It's a 4th of July version of the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. We are starting a fresh series here at Purdue Stadium in beautiful Salisbury, Maryland. Eric Bock joined by Brandon Bossier. Hit his 5th home run of the season yesterday for the Fred Nats and has enjoyed a good stretch. Boss, happy 4th of July, my friend.
Happy 4th of July to you as well.
Your season's been good recently. Taking more walks, a lot more hard contact. What's been working for you at the plate?
Just simplifying everything at the plate for me. And going back to what I do best, which is command the strike zone and just know what pitches are good for me to swing at and put a good swing on. And I think that's really been working out for me lately.
And for the team, I think it was a bit of a disappointing split against Salem after we won 3 games in a row, lost the 2 games on the weekend heading into this holiday. How do you think we can get the ball rolling offensively and get guys all on the same page, hitting with runners in scoring position? What do you think the key to that is for the team?
I'd just say not trying to do too much. Everyone, we know we're a great hitting team and great pitching team, so just doing our thing and not trying to do too much out there, not trying to put all the pressure on ourselves and pass the baton to the next person.
The game sponsor the other night was our friend Bart from the Card Cellar. He is a big fan of yours. Can you kind of give me a little bit of insight into your diving into the sports card world and your relationship with that place?
Yeah, well, it happened when Brady was here with us, and he showed me some breaks that he was getting into on eBay where you pick a team, and if they pull a person with on that team out of the box, then you get it. So that's what really got me into it was Brady, and ever since then, we've had little bets, like whenever we hit a home run, we buy each other a card or things like that. So one day before one of our games, we decided to go down to the card shop and give it a look and buy some cards, and it was super cool and great atmosphere there. I loved it.
Has that bet with Brady continued even as he's gone up to Wilmington?
Yeah, we've just been tallying it up. I know he has like 4 home runs already, so I got to buy him cards when I see him next. But yeah, we've been keeping it going. We talk every once in a while about it and stuff like that.
And he owes you one after yesterday. So we've had some roster moving. Obviously, you've been here all season, so you're kind of one of the steady Eddies on this team. But how important do you think it is for the guys that have been here to kind of create a welcoming atmosphere for the new guys?
Very important, because I remember when I first came up here, it was a little bit intimidating, but people were welcoming to me. So that's what I try to do to the guys that come up here and just make them feel as at home as they can feel.
Talking with Brandon Bossier here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show on the 4th of July at Delmarva. I ran into your parents on the concourse at Virginia Credit Union Stadium in from California to watch you play. It's got to make you feel good that they cross the country to watch you play.
Yeah, I love it when they come out. I see them, you know, once every other month probably, or they try to split it up and come see me, so I don't have any time really alone at home. So it's really good to see them. I love when they come out and support me.
I want to talk about goals for you for the rest of the season. Obviously, this is a good stretch for you right now, and you've said it's because you're in the strike zone. But what are some goals that you have for the rest of this second half, both individually and for the team?
Yeah, just continue to build and get better for myself, and just continue to work. And for the team, I just continue to win games and put together good ABs as a team, and as a pitching staff, just continue to hammer the zone and get – let the defense work and get some outs, and I think we should be good this year.
Do you have a favorite 4th of July memory? It can be baseball, it can be non-baseball. Is there something that you did as a kid growing up on the 4th of July that you really like? Anything?
Yeah, my grandpa and grandma had a place out in Wyoming. We'd go out there every 4th of July, and we'd always get fireworks. It was in the middle of a canyon, so we'd set them off, and it was good memories out there.
Big old echo, I'm sure, down there in the canyon. Brandon Bossier on the 4th of July on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. He's starting at first base tonight for the Freddies. Thank you, boss.
Thank you.